This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am the one and only Mr. Flash It Only, Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool, Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep! This is Sippin' with Sammy, Sam Malone, Barstool, Rug, here with Rich Jules, the official sponsor of the Sippin' with Sammy podcast. Tap in with Rich Jules, male or female jewelry, black-owned, small business. Tap in with Rich Jules, Sippin' with Sammy approves. Happy Thursday, happy hour, all that flyness. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, let somebody know that you over here. They probably should be here too, because we here. Today is a dope one. I got somebody that comes highly recommended from one of the dopest in the city. Introduce yourself to my crowd, please.
My name is Lil Mike.
Uh-huh.
Coming from Anderson, Indiana, man.
Mm-hmm.
Basically came down here to pursue my music, man. And I know y'all got a lot of opportunities, and I'm about to be a household name, man. So y'all better like me in, real talk.
I heard that, man. Shout out to you. Salute to you for making the journey.
Appreciate it, man. It's an honor for being here, real talk.
That's love. That's love. Did you come from Indiana today?
No. I've been here for a minute. I've been here for probably a couple years now.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to get myself in the music scene down here. Next stop, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Next stop, Philly here. I'm just trying to go everywhere with it.
What made you decide to come down Philly? Like, from Indiana, you could have went anywhere.
Yeah. Obviously, my main goal is to go to ATL. Mm-hmm. But I just ran into a cat recently. He told me he came from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He came here and he was like, basically, it's hard. It's really hard for Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
everybody in Atlanta trying to do something. So that got me second guessing, should I just stay here for real? Because y'all close to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got big people that came from New York. Y'all got big people that came from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So us Indiana people, we don't have opportunities like that.
Mm-hmm.
We get overlooked a lot. Mm-hmm. Especially Absolutely. When it comes to the music scene.
Right.
So obviously people, we got Chicago and stuff like that, but I just feel like my better chances is to get close, either close to New York or in New York.
Only Indiana rapper I could ever remember knowingly listen to is Freddie.
Yeah, and or Michael Garrett. Jackson.
Yeah, Michael. That's why I said rapper, because Mike is everything. Sheesh.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, that's a good one to have in your pocket.
Hey, 100.
I'll tell you a secret about being in Philly or around Philly as far as what pertains to what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You touched on it. We 2 hours from New York.
Yep.
We a train ride from New York. You know what I'm saying? It's not about nothing to get to New York from Philly.
Yep.
We had a $300 plane ticket from Atlanta.
Yep.
So it's not a bad place to be when you talk about wanting to go up top bottom.
Yeah.
We are, we got a pretty big airport and they got a hub. They the hub.
Yep.
So it's nothing to get there from here. You know what I'm saying? So,
thousand.
I think that you're starting off in the right space, honestly.
I'm trying.
And like I said at the top, you was recommended by my brother Del P.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody knows Del P and knows how he operates, when he supports and salutes somebody that's not from the city, you know what I mean? Because he not no hater, but he big on Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he salutes somebody that's not from the city and he like, yo, I mess with his campaign, I like his grind, I like how he get down, that means something. That means something. That means a lot. That means
he's
doing something right.
Shout out to him for sure.
Absolutely. How you meet my boy, man?
Man, it was on Instagram. Yeah. I reached out to him.
Dope.
He was down to earth dude, man. Mm-hmm. And then he invited me to actually be on a set, for his shows that he be throwing.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I ended up doing that. We ended up chopping it up after that, man. And then we just been cool ever since, for real, for real.
That's fire. He's exactly who you met. He's a good brother.
Yeah.
Like, if you working, he wants to see people win. He doesn't care about sharing the light or none of that. He going to make sure you meet the right people and he gives a good word. He's dope, man.
Humble,
he's dope
dude.
People, man.
Humble.
I was at his wedding and that was unbelievable for me. I'm like, man, this is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a blessing to be there, watch that man take that step. So, salute to my brother, man. Appreciate you.
100, shout out
though.
To him.
Always. A lot of people from out of town come to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a culture shock for them.
Yeah.
They say that we're a little crazy. Niggas is a little mean. You know what I mean? I know Indiana ain't sweet, but y'all might be a little more personable than Philly people. Yeah. Have you picked up on that since you've been?
The only thing, man, is just y'all drive crazy. Like, that's the only thing. Like, everything other than that, man, everything is really cool, man. Dope. Like, I do understand the brotherly love that y'all got. Mm-hmm. Like, 100. But other than that, the driving, that's a whole different ball game.
How we drive?
Crazy. Like I'm talking about pedal to the gas, you know, switching, trying to pass people, all that type of stuff.
Everybody
like,
everybody running late.
Hey, man, y'all better be on time or something, man. Real.
Yo, that's funny as hell. You can't hesitate at a green light. Somebody blowing the horn immediately.
let you look at your phone for 1 second. They blowing the horn.
And they cussing at you. Get out your damn phone.
Definitely.
I'm getting nods from the background too. That's funny. It's funny because I had a homie came from Georgia, which you know, different from Indiana, but it's still like not here.
Right.
And his mom moved up with him, and he's a producer, dope boy.
Yeah.
And his mom had like bad experiences on the subway where like she'd be just chilling and somebody, what the fuck you looking at, and like really going off, and she was so confused by it. I felt horrible as if, so I always ask people from out of town if we treated y'all decent, because I know it's a little different how we give it up.
I'm blessed enough I ain't gotta worry about the subway,
you know. I heard
on transportation. You know.
I heard that, especially nowadays our subs is wild.
I bet off the hook.
So I heard a couple of your vibes. You got something you pushing right now called Euphoria Sense.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could mean a whole lot of something.
Yeah.
Or a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
So explain what Euphoria Sense is.
In a nutshell, it's about lust, you know, what everybody deal with, you know, every person and we all human. You know, we deal with lust and we deal with temptations. You know, so that's basically what that record is about, without giving too much into it.
No, check it out. It's a vibe. I'm looking at visuals and stuff. A lot of overhead with you in that joint.
Yeah.
What was the angle with that? What was the thought behind that? Is it perspective based?
Yeah, and yeah, it's
you
like
some Kendrick.
I get that a lot, man. So that's why I smirk like that, because I get that a lot, definitely.
And I don't mean no disrespect.
A lot of people say it's a good thing, you know. When I obviously the artist in me is like, I don't want that, because I want my own sound. You get what I'm saying? But it's a double-edged sword. That's what it is. Like, it's like a part of me is like, I don't want that. I don't want that to be tagged on to me. But another part is like, I know it's not a bad thing. I'm not gonna name rappers, but I know it's not like somebody that's not good at rapping. You get what I'm saying? So
it's ability based.
Yeah, man.
Everybody's not able.
Yeah. I'm trying to cope with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to understand it more or whatnot, and I'm still striving to this day to find my own voice. Absolutely. So that's what I'm doing.
I got a young homie that is dope as hell, but he has this one rhyme pattern that he goes with that's like this. It sounds similar to the sped up Kendrick pattern. It's like a snare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he gets that because one of the songs he likes to perform, it's in there, and motherfuckers be wild by it.
Yeah.
And he's coping with it too.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, it's greatness, it's greatness.
It's crazy, Matt. It's crazy because you know, Kendrick probably got that from somebody, you know, but
somewhere.
And it's like Kendrick. That's an influence to me, you know. I got a lot of influences, you know. What really started with me on this music path was 50. You get what I'm saying? Like 50 was the man to me.
So Get Rich or Die Trying,
that put my hands on the steering wheel, like, hey, we about to rap. Like, that made me put the pencil in my hand, you know, get a notepad and actually started writing.
That's fine.
And then I also, he came out with the game 50 Cent Bulletproof.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know, but you know, every level that you beat, you can unlock the instrumental to the songs that was played on that level. So I would just be writing to all those instrumentals, Stunt 101, Gangsta Shit, Beg for Mercy, Rider Music. You got all that shit. So I'm writing to these records like 50. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking like him, talking about guns, you know, all that type of stuff.
You turned up, right?
Hey, and then Wayne came. My brother told me to listen. I was in high school. My brother told me to listen to Wayne. I didn't want to because I was still on 50. He mm-hmm. was still my influence. So I was like, let me check out Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to just listen to the Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the Carter. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. Then around this time, my mom, because I was writing a lot on construction paper, and I didn't have nowhere to put it, so I would put it in my dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is taking up a lot of space.
Hey.
This is taking up.
My mom told me one day to clean my room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I cleaned it. You know, she came in. She was like, what is all this paper still doing here? Like, this room ain't clean unless you do something with these paper. And basically, she implying to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking to myself now, how can I write? If I don't have no paper to store my raps on, how can I
write? Why is it construction paper? Y'all got loose leaf in Indiana? No man. Notebooks in
Yeah, here. Yeah, we got, oh shit, you yeah, got- yeah, we got that, we got that, I don't know why I use construction paper, if I'm being honest.
It's the weirdest shit to write raps on.
Hey, I think it was because it was longer mm-hmm. than the actual, like,
you had a lot to say. Would you write in marker?
I was writing big, too, at the time.
Okay.
I used to write big, so,
so a little special.
Man, so look, I was trying to figure out how to write rap. So this one, floppy disks was still around.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up using floppy disks.
Mm.
I started typing my lyrics out on a computer instead of writing it. So I would just do that. And then that's how that funny. I just started doing that shit. For real.
Now, you say you trying to, you always working on developing your sound.
Yeah.
Which is, if you any type of artist, that's a everlasting journey. You always going to be, once you develop your sound and they identify it, you're going to be trying to shift it.
And I'm still trying to find that perfect verse. I haven't even wrote my perfect verse yet.
What is an Indiana sound, though? Like,
We ain't got one.
Y'all don't have an identity as a sound. So it's really weird to, like...
It's crazy. It's
bringing everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody don't know, oh, that sound like us.
Yeah, we don't have a sound. And it's... You know how Chicago got the drill?
Yeah,
you
Detroit know, got a sound.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody, New York, everybody got a sound. Indiana don't have a sound. I don't know why, personally.
I thought I was, like, just not hip to it. But, like, it's really not a distinct pattern or nothing.
It's crazy.
No, and you can't use nothing.
I don't know why we don't. Like, for real. Like, really, Indiana's really not on the map like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to think about it, like, yeah, we got basketball. Mm-hmm. But it's like...
Y'all always had basketball. Yeah, yeah, basketball yeah. is y'all.
And it's like, you know, Hoosiers and all mm-hmm. that type of stuff. But it's like, as far as music-wise, like, we really don't have anything.
It went from Michael to Freddie.
Yeah, pretty That's much.
Great. And Freddie just rapped all over the place. Yeah. Like, there's no...
yeah.
Can't
for real.
Just rap like him.
Yeah, for real. So, I wish we did have a sound.
I admire that you come from that type of thing and you so aware of what the situation is and that you are, you might ignite the sound.
Man, I'm trying.
You dope, so if you know, they gonna pay attention.
Yeah, I'm trying, man.
Just need minions.
I just know. I'm trying, man.
Sound like you.
I know some people just got signed to Dame Dash, you know, because he trying to start something in Indiana.
Dope. And doing it with the music.
Yeah. Because like I said, we really don't have anything. So yeah, that's just how that is.
So the people that you know that connected with Dame, these your folks you grew up with or something?
I'm from Anderson. So he signed I wanna say one person from Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So Anderson from Indianapolis is probably like what, like a 45 to an hour, mm-hmm. hour minute drive or something mm-hmm. like that. So it's like where I'm at right now to Philly in mm-hmm. a sense. So it's just stuff like that.
All right, cool. No, that's fire. Now you said you started writing on construction. How old was you when you heard Get Rich or Die Trying, bro?
I started rapping when I was 11 or 12.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. All right. That's age appropriate.
Yeah. So I
That's
was
age appropriate.
11 or 12 and I was rapping at that time, and then I started recording. When I started getting my own stuff, I was probably 14, 15, I want to say.
Okay. So you have the Get Rich or Die Trying, you writing just like 50.
Yeah.
Then you hear Wayne, where Wayne is way more experimental and he in different pockets
Yeah, yeah,
and sometimes he might Eminem a verse,
yeah.
sometimes he
Yep.
might tell you a story and walk through something.
Yep.
Where does your writing shift when the Wayne phase comes about? Like, how does that change you?
Metaphors.
Mm.
It changed. I didn't,
Double
I know.
entendres and shit?
Yeah, that, similes, all of that. Like,
Mm-hmm.
that's when I knew what that was, when I
Mm-hmm.
heard Wayne. 50, obviously, he had the gun bars, you know, and all that type of stuff. But I guess it was more so with 50, it was the attitude. You know, Wayne, it was more so like the voice. Like, how could he have that high-pitched voice in a rap game, you know? And then it's like I said, the metaphors, the similes, how he played with his words. And then after it was Wayne, it went to Eminem. I went to Eminem, started studying him a little bit. He blew my mind. Like it was crazy. And then it just felt like everything just came into place. Like all the influences that I had were not bad influences. Like
Wow.
they were crazy good influences and legends. And after M, I think
You damn near ain't listen. Nobody that ain't sell 10 million records.
pretty much. And then
They only listening to the best selling
after M,
motherfuckers.
you know, let me take a step back real quick. My aunt Denise, she used to play Pac, Biggie, who else she used to play? Jay-Z. You know, she used to play DMX. You know, all them people. She used to play all them people in the car. She was my hip aunt. You feel me? Like,
You can listen to rap in her car.
yeah, just all in her car. You feel me? My mom, she would listen to the, you know, the R&B stuff. And crazy thing, that's how I learned at a young age how to spell my name by Usher song, Nice and Slow. Because my mom was like, if you don't want to do your homework and you know all these songs or whatever, learn how to spell your name by spelling your name when he will spell his name.
Your mom is a genius.
So that's how I learned how to spell my name, man. And then but yeah, man, I always had that hip aunt. She had a whole
I just spelled it real quick. That's crazy.
she had a whole, you know, CD case with CDs or whatever. She'll give it to me. I would listen to TLC, you know, all that type of stuff. So yeah, man, she
But
was
that's
putting me on
super
game.
early. No, they had you in pocket. They had you in pocket.
Snoop, you know, all of that. Like
Yeah.
NWA, she had me on game, definitely at a young age.
So what else did you do besides rapping when you was younger? Did you play sports? I mean, you were the
Yeah,
basketball tail.
my mom had me in baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah, I was playing baseball.
Was you nice?
Yeah, I was nice. they used to call me the Black Hawk.
Black Hawk.
Yep.
Where'd that come from?
Man, I was smacking them balls. No freaky. I was smacking them balls out the park. Hey.
And so when did you stop playing baseball?
I stopped because I really didn't like it. I really didn't
Your
like
mom, you
it.
said your
Yeah,
mom
my
had you
mom,
going.
I really didn't like it. Like, I wanted to be outside as far as like playing with my homies outside.
Yeah, you want to
Like
be at practice.
I didn't want to do no sports at the time. Like I just wanted to be a kid.
So how young she started doing baseball?
Man, I don't even know. Real
Like
young.
five?
Probably young. Like, we was young. Yeah,
Damn.
it was
So you
young.
played from T-ball up?
Yeah,
Probably.
actually, yeah.
Word, word.
And All Stars. I did that. I think that's the highest I went, actually, and we got a trophy for that. I got all my trophies and shit
That's dope,
still.
yo. I know a lot of dudes that play baseball. Shit, a lot of rappers. Rich Homie Quan don't play baseball.
Oh, word.
Yeah, but a lot of dudes say I got to that next level and it was just different. Like, motherfuckers was throwing 90. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. It's just different. But I played a little bit, so I was shortstop.
Yeah.
But I wasn't never like no nice. I wasn't no all-star in that.
Bro, I could not play in the field. I wanted to be outfield. Mm. The reason why, because I know 90% of those niggas is not hitting out. So I can just be chilling. I can be on the field, just sitting down, crisscross applesauce. I'll be good. But as soon as that ball come out, I know I can catch
right
it.
Right in it, yeah.
So I was playing left field, actually. Yeah.
They had me at shortstop, but for the opposite reason. I need something to do, or you about to lose me. Keep this nigga engaged. He want to run around, make him run around the whole game.
Crazy.
And you know, you got to cover third, second, pitching, everything, and I'm just out there.
Yeah, I was cool off of
that. I'm running out to meet y'all.
Crazy.
But no, baseball, actually, one thing about it was I hated it till I played it.
Yeah.
And when I played it, it was fun for me, but it wasn't never like pushed on me. It was like the first sport I ever picked up. I was like 11 though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I started hooping at like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just basketball became life. Like, you know, nothing besides basketball or women.
Yeah.
And I mean women. I was chasing everybody on the
crazy.
That's phenomenal. But no, like, what did you learn from sport that helped you in life or in art?
Work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused, stay determined.
You think you would have been better at individual sports?
Man, probably not.
Probably
not. Because I need somebody to be like, hey, Mike, it's time to do this. Like, mm-hmm. We all need that. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. We all need that push. Like, hey, man, don't forget to go to the studio. You need to go to the studio. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or
I get that.
It's not that I forget. You get what I'm saying? Right. But it's like, hey, it's time for you to work. Like, mm-hmm. you just been chilling a little bit. It's time to work. So.
That's funny, though, because you know that about yourself. Like, you know, artists is hard-headed as fuck. Mm-hmm. And a lot of artists created depending on our emotions or our moods.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, like, sometimes when you feel horrible, that's when you're supposed to go to the studio.
Yeah, because
you ain't never going to have that sound or that energy like you got, like, naturally.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's already there. You don't got to create it.
I probably did that, like, twice in my career. Sick. With music. Like, twice. And I don't like doing it, but the results is like
different energy come out of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I tell people when they sick, like, or their voice ain't rap, like, go do it. Now you got a natural different voice. Like you said, we sound the same on everything. We don't intentionally try to sound different on. Sometimes you gotta use that little cheat code.
Yo.
I got my old filter today.
Yo. I remember Wayne, I think it was one of his mixtapes, man. He was sick. And he mentioned it, like, on the record before he started rapping. He was like, I got a little cold or something like that. And then he started rapping, and it was just a different energy mm-hmm. that he was giving out on that record. And I appreciated that record at that time for sure. But, yeah.
No, that's one thing that I tell people. Like, sometimes when we uncomfortable, we need to do shit, too. Mm-hmm. Especially if that's something that we going to do. Like, NBA players, I heard them say recently, one of them. So many of them got podcasts now.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them was like, you know the difference between being a pro and being nice?
Yeah.
We got to play ball when we don't fucking feel like it.
True.
Often.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't got no choice. You got the choice to be like, I can give you 30 if I...
Yeah, yeah.
Them motherfuckers got to get up every day and do something productive to them being able to be 3 points, 4 rebounds better than they was last year.
You're true.
And that's a big jump. You know what I mean? When all you're doing is getting older and you already at the top of the game. What more can you add to your repertoire?
Hey, Mike. Mike.
They said Mike was on steroids.
Man.
They said Mike was... They said, don't nobody get that big. And he said his head was small.
I ain't trying to hear none of that, man.
I heard Gil going off about that recently, bro. And I was cracking up because I'm like, nobody never said that out loud before. Like,
I ain't trying to hear Mike. None of that.
So you was a Mike fan?
Yeah, that and Kobe. I was both of them.
Well, you grew up at a perfect time to be both of them.
I was both of them. I was.
But that's like taboo, though.
Yeah, I was actually.
Because the game fucked up. They want you to hate one if you like the other.
Yeah, I really like Mike because obviously we got the same name. But Kobe, man, he's different. I don't know how to explain it, but he's different.
Like, I love this talk.
And Mike different too, but Kobe is different. In his own right as well. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man.
We've seen Mike originate the energy. We've seen Mike take the game international.
Yeah.
We seen Mike do some things we never seen before.
Yeah.
And then we seen Kobe do a lot of shit that showed you that he was trying to be like Mike also.
Mm-hmm.
Then we seen Kobe do some shit we never seen Mike do before.
Yeah.
Like, I remember a baseline reach back dunk that Kobe did that I had never seen before. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it was two-hand.
Hey, man.
And he was way past the basket and just said, oh, fuck it.
Hey.
Like, come on, man.
R.I.P. to him. But
R.I.P. to Mamba, man.
Hey, he a different. Hey, and I like his work ethic. Like, sometimes I listen to what is them called? Them speeches? What are they called?
Not the press conference.
No. Like
TED Talk.
Motivational speeches.
Yeah.
I listen to them sometimes, like, because he really had the mindset, like, nobody can't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'ma work harder than you. Like, you cannot touch me.
That shit about him learning how to play the piano to play that song for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, that's a different level of like locking in and determination. Like, bro, that shit was for one moment. Like, you know, people work their whole life to get nice at that song.
And him and Shaq rapped.
Yo, shout out to Shaq Fu, my guy, man. I had a ball being a kid in that time era, yo.
Hey.
When hip hop was taking over the NBA,
remember
Dana
shoes?
Barrows and all of those. Huh?
Shaq shoes.
Yeah, I remember Shaq shoes. Definitely remember Shaq.
I ain't gonna stop. I had a pair.
You was up?
Unfortunately.
I never had no Shaq.
Because they came from what? Target? Payless?
Oh, you had the Payless.
I had the
Target joints.
Yeah.
No, see, I'm thinking of the Reebok joints, which was before that. And one of my teams did have a Reebok shoe deal, but we got the DMXs. It was the different technology.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
We had got them. And I used to love them joints. They was comfortable as shit. But they ain't make us do the Shaq joints. I ain't want no Shaq gnosis with the fucking big circles on the side. I ain't need that in a size 10 and a half. I'm cool. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. I asked you these questions intentionally because we learn a lot from sport. We learn a lot from socialization. A lot of the times we see in this shit that's going on now, these kids ain't playing sports. They not being social. They don't know how to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't know how to make a decision. You made it all the way to being an all-star and touted and lauded and made a conscious decision to say, I don't want to do this no more.
Right.
But you didn't quit before you got there.
Right.
You know how your mom be like, well, you cannot play this sport, but we going to finish this season.
Right. And then eventually, obviously at that time, the price, it made it easy for her too, because the pricing, they was charging more and all that type of stuff for me and to be in the tank, for me to be in the team and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, because
so,
it becomes club ball.
Yeah. So
it becomes club ball.
So it was just like that. She obviously wanted me to if I wanted to, but she really didn't care at that time because I was getting older, and then obviously the money, you know, the finances and all that type of stuff. So she was cool off of it.
Nah, shout out to moms though, because
definitely.
She put you in something that ain't hurt you.
Hey.
You ain't hurt from it. You still got the trophies to show somebody one day. You know I used to
100.
Used to smack that thing. I ain't never had to run the bases hard.
Hey, if we ever get a baseball team, man, like down here, hey, I'm on there.
I heard that. That's gonna be funny. I'm gonna set up a softball game for niggas. We need to do something, man. Softball ain't so serious.
Something.
You can drink beer and talk trash while you playing softball.
Yeah, just like golf.
Might be on the gate.
Just like golf, man. You can drink. You can do all that. Like,
you play golf?
Nah, I just I'll be listening to interviews, man.
Schoolboy, you know?
That's what I was about to say. He was talking about some golfing. I was like, you know what? Golfing don't sound too bad.
I got some folks, like homies, older homies, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. I got one that's a lawyer. Shout out to Wally Waite.
Mm-hmm.
He fly around the country to all them country clubs and play golf.
Yeah.
You know, he do his thing. He's pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I watched the Schoolboy Q on conversations, the interviews, and I've also seen the vlog he put out with Back on Fig and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he's walking around a golf course with a bunch of funny ass white boys that never stop cracking jokes, and they drinking and they smoking joints.
They do everything.
And they is out there
having fun.
Every time you go to go like this, somebody gonna crack a joke
having
or make
fun.
A fart noise. It's
having
like, yo,
fun.
That is just get away from the wives. talk some shit, might be able to offer you a business opportunity, or be filling you out to see if you were fit for something later. Like, it seems like a vibe. I would do it.
Before I was watching his interviews, I'm not going to lie, I did have that idea of it was just for rich white people or rich people in general. I was just like, I don't think golf is for me or whatever, but the way how he explained it and all that type of stuff, it seems cool. Like, for real, just like bowling.
The funniest shit I heard Q say is, yo, bro, we all trash. 100. He said, we all trash. He said, I ain't played in so long that if I go back out now, I'm trash. I'm good, but I'm trash. Yeah. He like, so if you hit this shit, bro, we all doing dumb shit. We trash.
Yo.
So that's less pressure. Cool. Yep. That's less pressure. No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you. We going to go play golf. Hey. I be going to the virtual joints and the Top Golf shit.
I know you're talking about.
I've been doing that type of shit lately.
Hey, we got one. We got a Top Golf. Shout out to my nigga Cam Cam. We be going to Top Golf back at home. We got one of them. That nigga be smacking the ball, boy. Hey.
That nigga better make some YouTube videos, some TikTok.
Hey, man, I be trying to tell.
You know that's a thing right now. The boys that be going to TikTok, I mean, going to Top Golf and smacking that shit. The black ones, like the minority boys, they be going viral with that shit. Because this one boy, it don't matter where the ball at. He can throw it to himself. So you can throw it to him. He's cracking that shit. He'll do a backflip.
Wow.
So, like, it's a lane for that. Tell your homie get on TikTok. I'm going to let him know.
I'm going to have to let him know.
Three videos. Sure. Let him work for
I him. Told him, man, he needs to start working his 9 to 5. For real.
You told him stop working his 9 to 5?
Hey, he need to, hey, do something, man. Do what you love doing.
Like, what else he do? You say
He work on clothes. I mean, clothes. He work on cars and stuff like that. And, he be playing video games. I told him to do either that, stream, you know what I mean? Or make videos of you working on cars or something. You know, do something. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want anybody around me and my circle to work a 9 to 5. Like, I want them to do whatever they want to do and what they love doing. Like, I want everybody to be happy.
I love that theory.
100%.
I love that theory. And I think that's... You speaking of what we kind of been saying about the generation that come up under us, like, we're from the generation, because I'm 41, I'll be 42 soon. We're from a generation where we've seen a lot of people work for places for 20, 25 years
and get
thrown out the front door before they could retire comfortably and all that, because they were sold that dream.
Yep.
And then we said, well, fuck that. We ain't trying to do that. We going to always have a hustle or something.
Yep.
Y'all are the ones that's like, no, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Man. And that's dope, but it's hard for everybody to maintain. Everybody's not made to be a boss or a leader.
Yeah. I get that. I just feel like now since we have everything at our fingertips, you know what I'm saying? We can make some shape. You know,
do you have a 9 to 5?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What's your 9 to 5 you on
my I feel like I'm gonna answer that.
Yeah,
my thing is my plan B is to help my plan A.
Absolutely.
You know, so a lot of people, I don't like when people be like, Mike, you need a plan B. What happened if this music thing don't work? And it's like, I'm damn near like the Mamba mindset. It's like, nah, fuck that. This is going to work.
Absolutely.
Like, that's why I look at Eminem as such as an inspiration, because he literally came from nothing. And he said, fuck that. This music
Jersey
shit
and all that shit.
This music shit is going to work. Like, and that's where I feel like. And but what I do is I work in an office. It's an office setting. Basically, I'm a sales representative.
Which is cool, but it's a means to an end, right?
Yeah.
It's a and I always say the little speech about, like, we can't say at the job, I don't need this job, I'm gonna
right.
But at the same time, it don't hurt, you know, it has something guaranteed coming through.
Definitely.
But how does the philosophy of getting to the point where none of your folks around you working the 9 to 5, how does that work for you? Is that built on something that you build? Is that built on building each other up? Jay-Z quote, if every nigga in my clique is rich, my clique is rugged, nobody will fall because everyone will be each other's crutches. It's the circle of success.
Yeah.
Right? Is it something like that?
Yeah. It's like, because I remember he had an interview with Kevin Hart, I believe. And
who are we talking about?
Jay-Z.
Okay.
And he was talking about, I guess, a guy, one of his cousins was trying to come up to him, basically offer him an idea.
Business idea.
Yeah. So
And I went to.
Yeah, so he was, I guess the cousin got upset or something like mm-hmm. that because he didn't, Jay-Z was like, this is not the time. You mm-hmm. feel me? Like, I'm at a family function or whatever the case may be. This is not the time. And he got upset. Mm-hmm. I know I'm probably going off the track, but it's like the reason why I feel like I don't want everybody to work. I want them to do whatever they love doing. Of course, that's going to involve working. You get what I'm saying? Because you're doing what you love doing, but you're still working. Mm-hmm. I just want people to be happy. Either that's with me, you know, helping. Mm-hmm. Or if they can get it on their own, man, more success to you. You feel me? I'm happy for you. Yeah, you feel me? Absolutely. I'm there for you 100%. So it's just stuff like that, man. Like, I really want everybody to be happy, and I want everybody to do what they love doing. And if I can help in some type of fashion, then I'm all there for you.
But, like, you know, like, if you telling Cam, for instance, right? Like, bro, quit your 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. You got a bunch of shit you can do. You talented and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you go out and you go downtown and you ain't driving, it ain't your car, and the motherfucker be like, yo, should I park here? And you don't really want to tell them to park there, because if the car ain't there when they come back, it's on you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you the one that told the nigga.
I feel you. I feel
who
you.
Had the whole dependency on the situation, how to run this play.
That's not a
thing, like, when you say that, and I'm sure, like, you're not saying it like, nigga, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You respect the fact that he, like, yo, he probably making a plan or a strategy of building towards.
Yeah.
Right? But how do you look at that with that aspect of it? I ain't tell you to park here, bro, but what?
I mean, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I do want him to be happy, because I have all these conversations with all my niggas. I'll be like, can we cuss on here?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I was like, bro, like, why won't you not necessarily quit, because, you know, we all got bills.
Mm-hmm.
But just start doing, like, stream. Start doing something.
Start building.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so yeah. It's like he just, like, obviously he just go to the gym. You know, he a workout dude. He go to the gym. You know, he get his shit right. And then he go to work. And it's just like, I see more potential.
You feel like you on the treadmill.
Yeah, I feel like I see more potential. Mm-hmm. That's all I see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just stuff like that. And when I see more, and when I see a lot of potential in somebody, I speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to hold it within myself, you feel me? Because that ain't going to do nobody nobody good.
I think you running your race will inspire his. I think the fact that you made the adjustment and moved, mm-hmm. uprooted, start running around, networking, and uncomfortable, well, not your normal spaces.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I don't want to say uncomfortable, but you know what I mean by that. And taking yourself out of your comfort zone is what I should say. I think it'll inspire others to do so. But
I hope so, for
it's
real.
Remember they used to have the bands and everybody running their own direction and then you snap back in the middle type of shit? It's that.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you to do these things, but while you running hard on your lane, I'm gonna run hard as hell on my lane.
Yeah.
And if anything ever fuck up, I'm gonna be able to hand you something that'll keep you afloat.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's kind of that type of thing.
Yeah, I got you.
We gonna always meet back at the middle.
Yep.
But you gotta run as hard in your direction as you can, and I gotta run as hard as I can in mine. Like, no front.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We don't need them shoes right now.
Yep.
So these ones ain't got no soles. Yep. Like, we just running. And I think that's how you balance that out.
I hope I do want him to push to something, though, for sure. Like, I tell this to everybody, man. I tell it, like, I want everybody to be happy, and I want everybody to do whatever they want to do, 100%. And obviously get that chicken, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, any means necessary.
Where does the selflessness come from, though? Like, artists are selfish. And it's a lot of artists that are givers, but to be a great artist, there's a lot of selfishness in there, baby. Yeah, you know this, bro.
Yeah. Man.
You laughed at me when I said it.
I don't know. I think more so I got it from my mom. You know?
I knew he was going back to Bob.
Yeah, I got it from my mom, man. I was just raised like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that was just my mom, my family, you know, my grandma, like, they always taught me right,
mm-hmm.
you know, so One of my goals was to give back, you know, once I make it, when I make it, you know, my goal is to give back, you know, as far as like making studios, you know, back down there, to a affordable price. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause everybody don't have, you know, 120 for 120 an hour or whatever to make a record and all that type of stuff. So yeah, man, I'm gonna do something for sure.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And it's one thing when you look to give back, it's nice to have your folks there that's able to give back with you. Not just hand shit out, go in a pot with you and put their name on it with you and their likeness on it if they want to be represented. You know what I mean? Like, that's always beautiful too. Like, let's do that together. Don't nobody want to be in the fucking in the skybox by themselves.
100.
You know what I mean? It go both ways. So I think that is dope. But I just wanted to see how far you were with the progression of how you motivating your team and where your thoughts are on that. Because like, I got a squad. I went to college. I got over 40 homies and homegirls that's dope people out here in this world that we still connected. We still do things yearly. We have a scholarship fund we do together and stuff like that. But we got to the scholarship fund years after me planting the seed. You know what I mean? It was years that went by. Like, yo, you know, if we all put up 500 apiece, 30 of us. Like, we could go grab a parking lot quick, like, yeah. You know what I mean? It was like stuff like that. And then the first step was to build something to give back together. So we did the scholarship first. The next thing is to come to the table with something and go to a bank or a credit union and figure something else out. And hopefully a black bank. You know what I mean? But like, no, it take time. It take
Yeah,
time. But I like
definitely.
how you talking because it's gonna happen for y'all.
And I'm like I
It's gonna
said,
happen for
man.
y'all. I like how you talking, man.
I want nothing but best and prosperity. You feel me? Like that's all I want for all my niggas. 100%.
Cause I don't want nobody to think I'm challenging this brother. I want to hear this shit because he talking the right. You talking that
Hey,
talk.
100%,
That's
man.
heavy talk.
Something gonna shake. Something gonna shake.
No, that's
For
heavy
real.
talk. I like
For
that.
real.
Now, you running around city to city, borough to borough. You meeting the people, you giving them good vibes. Like I said, I checked out, I ran through your page, and I seen some things. I'm like, oh, he's a vibe. So you going places and do they know you from Indiana? Do you come out with the Indiana thing? Like, is it do they because you said y'all don't have no sound. So when you giving them this energy, are they like discombobulated?
Man, nah, not really. You know, I got some people that support, definitely. But you know, I'm pretty sure you heard of Crabs in the Barrel. You know, I'm pretty sure you heard of like some people from your home don't support you.
Absolutely.
So it's just like that. It's kind of like a mixture, but it ain't nothing too crazy.
Nah, you'd be all right. You'd be all right.
Yeah,
You'd be
definitely.
just fine. So what would you want what would the next plateau be for you? What is your next goal? Like, what's the best situation for you from where you are
My
now?
biggest goal, my well, my next goal is to sell out.
And do both.
My next goal is to sell out. Madison Square Garden.
Fire.
That's my goal.
Fire. Fire.
I believe that's the one of the biggest stage in the U.S. If I'm
It's
not
definitely one
mistaken.
of the most famous and definitely one of the largest, yeah.
So, yeah.
Indoor arena, yeah. That's fire. That's fire, Madison. And I went there for you. And you gotta make sure Dell come out
Oh,
while you out there
definitely.
too.
Definitely.
I'm just
Definitely.
put that in
That's
the
my
universe
nigga.
for my boy.
Definitely. I
Perfect.
appreciate that.
No, that'll be fire though. I think that's if that's what you want. Just like I said, same thing with your clique. That's what you want. That's what y'all gonna get. It's just about making the proper steps. Just like you said, you know when it's going. You gonna know when it's time to leave that job because you're already looking for it.
I feel the time is coming. Something gonna shake.
Something shaking. You
Yeah,
keep
he
saying that. I
something gonna
believe.
shake, man.
I
Something gonna
believe.
shake.
Who do you who produces for you?
I go to everywhere, for real, for real. I go to whoever send me beats.
Okay.
And if I like them, and
So you reaching out to a lot of people, like
yeah,
how you said you met Dell.
I reach out a lot of people.
You really utilizing that thing in your pocket.
I reach out a lot of people. If not every day, every other day. I reach out to a lot of artists. I reach out to a lot of podcasts. I reach out to a lot of producers, a lot of studios, you know, just to even take photos, photographers, you know, videography. I reach out to a lot of people. Some people don't respond. I double hit them up too. But other
ain't
than
no
that,
pride in trying to get.
Hey,
what Charlamagne used to say? You gotta be college level annoying to get your shit that you want to get to, man.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's that.
No, I respect that and I salute that. And like you said, some things already came from that. You already had the dough. That's just one story out of the many people that you reaching out to that's going to respond to you.
Yeah.
And I've spoken on the last couple of lives about somebody on the West Coast who I respected what he did. I spoke about it. He responded. His people's mm-hmm. responded. He spoke about my platform. I wound up with a couple extra 100 subscribers.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a respectful thing. We got to take the pride out of it, man.
100.
Get out here if you really want it.
Hey, 100, man. I be telling, honestly, me moving out, sometimes I be like, damn, like, what happened if I did would have stayed?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like I just said,
people got picked
just,
up. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, damn, like, should I just have stayed?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I just, like, so it's like.
No, your race is your race and the experience
yeah,
is different.
It's
way
crazy.
Different.
And I know it ain't no blueprint.
Mm-mm.
I know it ain't no blueprint. I'm trying to not think. There's no blueprint.
But that's the thing.
Part of me is like.
It's part of the problem with Atlanta right now. Atlanta became the blueprint.
Yeah.
Which, not really.
Right.
But a lot of people popped off from that.
Right,
so you
right,
start
right.
thinking, well, I go down there and I'm halfway
right.
decent. They gonna love me. Like, nigga, they nice down there. They they got networks and all type of stuff that you need to crack into before you just up and root. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Uproot and move. Especially if you don't have a certain amount of budget behind you.
Yeah, definitely. How long did it take Ludacris to get put on?
And he was on the radio.
Yeah.
He'd have met everybody.
He was an internship though. Mm-hmm. Like he had that and another job.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it took him what five years or something like that to actually get something.
Yeah.
So it's.
I mean, they said Fetty Wap ran around Jersey and New York with Trap Queen for like 3.5-4 years.
Gosh, dog.
The same single. He's performing it everywhere. Like everybody that's on the circuit out there is like, no, we all knew who he was. He was always doing. It was a bop. Like it was like niggas wasn't hating on it. Just can only do but so much till it catch.
Yeah.
And he worked the record. You know what I mean? All them nights he said he was sleeping in the car with the homie and they was working that record that whole time. So it's like you got to pound the pavement, man. You
got to
get out of here.
That's just inspiration right there, for real.
Yeah, I mean, you watch plenty of interviews. You'll probably come across that clip somewhere.
Hey, I was told by my homie, he told me to watch the Kanye documentary. I still didn't get a chance to, but I know.
It's a goodie.
He said it's crazy.
It's a goodie. And all docs are made to fit the vision of the director and the producer or whatever, but it's definitely a goodie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You always know that there's another side to certain shit.
Yeah.
It's definitely insight like a motherfucker that we didn't have before.
Man.
That we didn't have before.
How much he was rejected.
Yeah. I mean, but see, I always heard those stories, but some people's talent is undeniable.
Yeah.
Some people's talent is undeniable. He one of the greatest that ever stepped in the sound booth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It was going to happen. It was going to happen.
That's
and
crazy.
He kept fucking working.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was in the studio all the time, was in his home studio sending shit in. He was in the streets with the rappers, with Mos Def and them. He was running around working.
Yeah.
Now, how the hell did you get all my contacts? Man. Did Dell send you a fucking folder?
Hey,
I got a DM, an email, and then like 3 hours later, I got a text message.
Hey, one thing about me, man. One thing about me, man. If I'ma reach out, bro, I'ma reach out. Like for real. Like I almost text you and was like, disregard that email. I was about to say that, but I was just like, fuck it. But yeah, he sent me it's in your once you go on your Instagram profile, they show your email, your phone number, all of that. So I was like,
I'm just showing y'all how y'all don't be doing y'all due diligence. The brother went above and beyond, yo.
I'm going to hit both. For real.
Yo, I looked up, and when I realized the text message, I'm looking at everything else. I'm like, oh, all of this is him. It's all him. I still ain't opened the email yet.
Hey, all I got to do is copy and paste, man.
And I'll keep it G. He said, yeah, Del P said, I said, word. Del P, you know this nigga? My next message was, Del said you good. Because I don't even play. Because, like, I mean, you know, respectfully, Mm-hmm. Platform is the platform. Yeah. Man. Only want certain energies in it. In
yeah,
the studio.
Definitely.
You know what I
definitely.
Mean? And when Del co-signs somebody, he only engages in certain energies.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a super safe one. Mm-hmm. Now, I got some goonery that'll be like, yeah, that's my nigga. And I
yeah,
still got to
yeah.
go through other layers to figure out if that's a going down. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
No, but yeah, I'm definitely enjoying the conversation with you. So I'm glad that you did reach out. But it was just funny because I've never had somebody hit me on all three joints within the same day.
I got
and
you.
And they weren't at the same time. I don't know if I was getting them
delayed. Because I really didn't know if you, because some people don't get Instagram messages. Some
I
people,
don't get them in text form. Like I shut my notifications down.
See, and that's another reason why I was like, you know what? If this nigga don't respond to this, I'm gonna hit the email. Oh, I see his phone number. If he don't respond to this email, I'm gonna hit his phone number. So that's what I did.
I'm like, he must be in town for the week or something. Like, what's going on? But like I said, I respect it. I respect it. It was I'm talking about a 3-day turnaround or something like that, and you here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That. So it's these is jokes, but it's in all actuality, the brother was more on time than motherfuckers that's down the street be.
No, I appreciate that.
And went hard to make sure that I seen his message and he can get it in a timely fashion, and I appreciate that. Did you watch the platform before you came through?
Yeah, I did.
What did you see?
I seen the first. I like actually
going to the beginning.
I like how you, cause I don't know how to do it. I'm not a tech savvy. I'm a tech savvy person, but I'm not. I like how you put the words on the video and all that type of stuff. I was like, oh shit, I like that. I always like that.
Yeah,
I just didn't know how to do that. So I was like, I always like that. And then I started listening to what y'all was talking about. I was like, yeah, I fuck with this. Definitely.
Nah, I reach appreciate out. That. I appreciate that because one thing for sure, two things for certain, and you know this from social media or from your music. We just see numbers.
Yeah.
We don't know who watching, who listening, what effect it had, or none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want people to understand, like, when you come in here, like, a lot of people's idea of urban media, hip-hop media, podcast, however you want to frame it, is that it's motherfuckers looking for a moment at your expense.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are showing up to these situations uncomfortable and uptight.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, please check me out and just realize we just gonna kick it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what I know. I'm gonna offer what I offer. But at the same time, I don't ever want people to like just assume what the platform is.
You know what I mean? So the
fact that you looked and you was like, that's somewhere I want to be, that's what I'm trying to get across to people.
Definitely.
I want people to want to be here. It ain't one of those things where you got to do it.
Definitely. 100%.
You ain't got to come here.
100%. You ain't got to listen to my music, man. Like,
no, but I'm going to start listening to more because now I'm on to it, man.
Hey, I appreciate that.
I appreciate what you putting down.
Me and this cat from Philly here, we about to drop a record. This is my first record that I dropped with a Philly dude. So
what's his name?
Smooth something.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
All right, cool.
Hey.
We'll find out.
Regard that.
Right, whatever. But you got to, and the record is fire?
Yeah, man.
What's the vibes?
I'm going to name it D-Script. D-E Script.
Mm-hmm.
Like follow D program, you know, but it's D Script. It's basically a lot of I'm just getting some shit off my chest.
That's
basically what it is.
So you airing shit out?
Pretty much.
And he went off too.
Pretty much.
Perfect song to give a Philly nigga.
Yeah, hey, I met dude. Not to say anything. I met dude from Rec Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we chopped it
shout
up
out
there,
Rick Philly.
And that's when I shot him the record. He was like, "Yeah, I want to get on this shit," and then that's what we gonna do.
Nah, that's gonna be exciting because then y'all can perform that shit together.
100.
You know what I'm saying?
Yup.
It's always nice to have a good joint with somebody else.
Yup.
That you could call out and he can call you out on his sets and stuff like that.
Reach his fan base. He reached mine.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, vice versa.
And
all that.
They'll appreciate that shit because y'all can't afford to bullshit with him. Y'all gotta give it up. So it's gonna be crazy. No, that's gonna be fly. I like that.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Got a lot of shit. Supposed to be dropping an EP. Been working on that for a minute, man. But I'm a more quality person.
Mm-hmm. Quality over quantity.
Yeah. No, quantity.
Quantity?
No, quality over quantity.
Yeah.
I always get that shit mixed up. But I'm more of that. And I like to take my time on shit. You feel me? Like, I don't like to rush shit. I do not like to rush shit. Like, that's one of my pet peeves is rushing shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a perfectionist.
To what extent, though? Like, some niggas touch the record too many times before they
leave. Yeah, I feel you. But it's,
you know what I'm talking about.
I feel you, but it's like, man, like, I have to like it. I don't, not to say that I don't care what the listeners like, but I have to like it in order to put it out. Like, if I'm not, if I don't like it, or if I don't feel like I fuck with it, and if I can't hear it, like, when somebody's driving down the street, I'm not about to set this out.
How often do you make shit you don't like?
Man, a lot.
Wow.
A lot.
Wow.
I got shit that I ain't never dropped.
Yeah, me too. I got probably 150 of them.
Man.
And maybe 25 of them was
I'm good talking about two terabytes.
Just out of pocket type shit.
For real. Just talking on the mic. Haven't even released it.
Do you plan to?
Man.
Would you reuse any of the verses? That's one thing Schoolboy kept saying was a lot of
he'll take some of his shit.
Reusing.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Yeah. If it fit.
Yeah.
We gonna make it happen.
Yeah, definitely.
No, that makes sense. Well, then it won't go to waste. It won't go to waste. It'll be a reference.
100.
It'll be a point of reference. You have a good code, just go play your old shit that they ain't heard yet. You might sneak one in.
Yep.
Matter of fact, this is what y'all doing now. Hold up. Whoa. Y'all back on this?
Hey, on hood. On everything. For real, for real.
No, but ideal feature. If you could get, if they opened the budget and said, yo, who you need? Who you get?
Anybody?
Anybody.
Eminem.
You would go for M over everybody.
Eminem.
Would you compete or would you set the plate?
Both.
I like that answer. I didn't expect it, but I like it. I like it. Why both. You say both, though?
I feel like, man, you ain't...
And we talking about 50-year-old M. Still M, huh?
Regardless.
All right, I'm just listening.
I feel like you ain't did shit unless you get a song with M. That's me personally. Mm. That's me personally, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got Jay with M. You know, Renegade. My dad used to always talk about Renegade. Who always won?
Like, who your dad thought won?
M.
Who you thought won?
I want to say...
So he's about to shake my head? Nah, like, is he trying to leave?
I want to say M took the first verse,
mm-hmm.
and Jay took the second, but I haven't listened to it in over a year. I listened to it last year. I got to refresh mm-hmm. my memory.
I'm a Super Hov fan, like damn near Stan. Mm-hmm. So I'm always go Hov, but I don't think... I think... Words are powerful, and mm-hmm. I said embodied you on your own shit, and everybody believed it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, they was getting off. Like, and Renegade was with Royce first.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, he just got to edit all the shit he hit on the, like, nigga, what? Like, and he went nuts on there, but I had to hustle. My back on the wall, ashy knuckles, pockets filled with a lot of sex. Like, come on, man, a lot of innocent lives lost on the project.
Bitch. I'm not sleeping
like,
on Jay.
That was like, no, but I'm just saying, that's used to be for my, I'm like, yo, it's like when he's, do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? Yeah. It's like, it affects who it affects. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
And you know what's crazy? People still do that to this day.
Mm-hmm.
What he just said, people mm-hmm. still do that to this day.
Explain.
Like, do you fools listen to music?
Or do you just skim through it?
Like, people still skim.
More so now. More so now than
ever. Like, that's crazy. And when that record came out?
That's, Renegade is 0102 or something like that.
Man.
Trying to remember. Made me look. It's a long time ago. We could look it up. But the crazy thing is, a lot of shit never changes, and you just hope it don't get worse.
Yeah, 100. But I got to do a record with M. I have to. Before he retire or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be.
01, I was right.
Yeah. I got to do a record.
Still got it.
I got to do a record with him.
No, that'll be fire.
Cause I feel like you ain't made it. You ain't really express your or exercise your lyrical ability unless you have a record with him.
Unless you, yeah, the Still Sharp and Still the yeah, I get it.
Got to.
I get it. I always imagine if I blew the bag, I'm blowing it on a vocalist.
Who?
An Alicia or a Shakira, like somebody that has a whole nother thing going on that's top level type shit.
What about Beyonce?
I would love to do something with B, but I don't like a lot of the songs that her and Jay have together sometimes. You know what I mean? As big a Jay fan as, and I was on the Run 2 tour. I was in like the third row. And phenomenal show. B is the GOAT of performing. We know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the songs that Jay was performing was all songs that was for B audience.
I got you.
And it wasn't what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Of course, he did a B-sides concert, and we got to appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I, you know, nigga, I was in the third row. Well, you know who, like, this is an interesting crowd of people to be around. And I'm looking at Hov, and I'm like, be Hov real quick. One time for me. Just for me.
I got you.
Just
I
give me
you.
One.
Yeah, I got
just,
you.
I ride through the ghetto with them down halfway. Like, just say something that none of them know. And cut it off on an 8 bar. And I'll be, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I just wanted one. And it was like, ah, I got to go to another Hov show soon just to balance this out.
What about Rihanna?
Reed definitely, because she's a vibe, and I don't mind, I like trying other genres, and she's somebody that's very flexible with her sound.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So if she creates something that's crazy, and especially if my homegirl writes it, because I actually know one of her writers, I would fucking, you could bury me after the Rihanna joint. No disrespect to ASAP, because it ain't even about that. At all. You know what I'm saying? You can have a body.
Yeah.
Give me that record and I'ma just go out on top.
Yeah.
Nobody that ever was in the bar with me in their life came close to a Rihanna record. I don't care if you went overseas and I used to dunk on you.
Yeah.
I got it back. You good. I don't care, man. Like, no, that Rihanna I'm taking. But like I said, it would probably be a vocalist. Mm. It would probably be a vocalist.
That ain't bad though.
Just because,
especially Alicia,
man, that Keys thing. I just was watching Gilly singing with Alicia on the gram earlier today, man. And it's just like at the end of the video, he was like, "I told y'all I was going to sing with Alicia." Like, bro, that's huge, man. Yeah. She wanted them.
That's crazy.
She
man.
Wanted.
She's still in New York, right?
I mean, she wherever she wanted to be.
Yeah,
you know they got the Iron Man house.
Oh shit!
They bought the Razor, the Iron Man mitt.
That's crazy. Like, that's crazy. I really don't. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. I guess, man.
Niggas try to get the Iron Man camera. They bought the house.
That's nuts.
No, but yeah, I always thought that I would but I don't mind the M joint. I like M, especially for what it means to you. It's personal for you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's not about nobody else.
I feel like I ain't achieved like one of my rapper goals to be a top tier lyricist unless I do a record with M.
Top five lyricists.
Biggie. Rakim.
He's hip to the R.
This not in order too. Mm. Biggie, Rakim.
That order shit overrated.
Okay, cool. Lil Wayne, Kendrick, and them.
I like it. That's a good list.
You know, some people, you know, as far as especially since the shit is going down with the whole J. Cole and Kendrick. You probably gonna get a lot of backlash from J. Cole's back out there or whatever, but I ain't tripping about that.
What are you thinking about what's going on with that situation? Because Cole just, as we filming this right now, Cole just recently dropped a couple days ago for audience.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that back and forth?
It was his diss is solid. I just feel like K Dot is one right now.
It feels like
round one go to K Dot.
It felt like Dot was so much more aggressive in his approach, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what Joe Budden was talking about.
Was part of what they said. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Cole, he was just too, lack of a better word, soft. Like like trying to like warn you, like hey man, be cool, like be like. And I get that, like, and I get what Joe and them was talking about, but I do feel like the aggression that Kendrick had, and I feel like the umph that Kendrick was putting on that mic, man, like it just overshadows Cole.
Is this one of those things though where people are putting on them what they would do or what they expect based on past battles,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to these gentlemen's goals either strategically or as the personalities that they are? Is that possible? That like a lot of it, like we're not just enjoying the art of it and just seeing where it goes. We're trying to rush to the point that we want to see.
Oh, I'm enjoying the art. Me personally, mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying the art. I know for a fact.
I like that Cole project.
Yeah. I know for a fact Dot is going to respond back. But I know for a fact, like, me personally, I'm just enjoying the art as a whole because I know these two don't have no ill will to each other.
And that's the thing. And we've seen bad shit happen when motherfuckers start going too hard.
Yeah.
So, like, and now we got Pusha jumping back out telling Drake, this mob ain't no mob. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, you poking bears again.
Yeah. And it's, I just feel like, I think Drake is going to say something, mm-hmm. but I'm not really worried about that. Like, I ain't going to say I ain't a Drake fan because he cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I just feel like it ain't going to be nothing special.
Has Sean taken himself out the conversation or was he ever in a conversation with you?
I feel like he was in a conversation to
around
a point.
Detroit?
Yeah, to a point. Like, I feel like, I'm always going to rock with Dot because I was introduced to him at a young age, back
before
when Overly,
Section 80?
Yeah, Overly Dedicated.
Okay.
You feel me? And mm-hmm. then me going to his mixtapes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this was way before Good Kid, M.A.A.d City came out. So, I've been rocking with him for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then,
Nipsey actually dropped that in the joint too. Y'all ain't even pay attention when he was saying first you over.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
So I've been rocking with Dot for a minute and I just feel like
he always was him.
Yeah. Like that's he been name dropping since like before he even got his record deal.
No, that's a
you
fact.
You dig what I'm saying? That's a like fact. That ain't nothing new to me.
No.
So what actually that kinda made me feel more or not more comfortable. That made me feel like I can say whatever on my records. Like I name drop. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like I have that in my arsenal. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Because he's an influence of mine. So it's like I'm not scared to name drop when I need to. So some people out here still scared.
I had a homie
or do subliminals.
I had a homie that he was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And like wordplay was crazy, real slick with how he, you know what I mean? How mm-hmm. how he got his own metaphors off and shit like that. And he used to have verses for everybody in the industry.
Yeah.
But he was in the streets more than he was in the studio.
Yeah.
But he always had a clip for like industry niggas. Yeah, like niggas that's got, like, bro, hey. you be one out of a billion for you to beef with this nigga.
That
like
50 do. 50 did the same thing with How to Rob before he. Was he signed yet?
It was when he was running around with Jam Master Jay. Jay was
okay,
selling.
Okay.
Jay was shopping him.
But he really wasn't on the map, though. Mm-hmm. He was, but he wasn't.
No, he was bubbling. How to Rob actually.
So, he had a clip for everybody. He mm-hmm. was talking about. Who he was talking about? He was talking about. Did he talk about.
Talked about everybody. He talked about Diddy.
He
talked about
yes,
everybody.
He talked about everybody.
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 I know that song.
Bruh, so. I think that's just that. Like, I haven't wrote mine, but I got it. I haven't wrote mine down, but I got it.
That's funny. And what's the name did it? Not Westside, not Benny. What's the other one? What's my man? And Conway.
Yeah.
Conway, when they were still bubbling and all of that, he dropped a freestyle, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And he shot at all the battle rappers.
Mm.
He knew they would respond. And you know how the battle rap culture is.
Yeah.
That shit will run your numbers up by this group of people that nobody accounts for. It's like these votes that nobody care about. These motherfuckers will come out in droves.
That's crazy.
And that was part of his thing. And it wasn't like he had a problem with the battle rap.
Yeah.
It was strategic.
Yeah.
He clearly was a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's part of the shit, man. It's part of it. Like, you hear so many stories that's like, yo, that was brilliant, yo.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Yeah. Nobody got hurt.
Nobody.
Nobody
it's
got
like,
hurt.
It's like you gotta have that extra clip. Just in case.
Just in case?
Just in case.
That's that Indiana shit. You Mike Epps.
Nah, man. You still,
You got the Mike smile.
Nah, man. You just gotta have it, man. You just gotta have it, like, just in case, man. Because, like, shit like this, like, what they say, first person shooter was the actual first shot?
The first shot.
Like, I believe Dot had this. He had this. He had this in the tuck, man. This ain't nothing new.
I think that, shit, we've all driven cars before. I think once you in certain modes, certain shit just pop in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you a professional, log that.
Yeah.
Store that.
Yep.
Hold that.
Yep.
Voice note that. You know what I'm saying? Hold up. This one a little longer. Hold up. Like, I think, like, you can't. You
hold
twitching.
On. I didn't say this word right. Let me say it again.
You
yeah.
twitching until you get to the position of just the perfect beat or the perfect time or the perfect situation, and you going to let that shit go. Like, none of this shit is as spontaneous as the public.
And then that
is.
Beat? Come on, man.
The joint with Kendrick and Future?
That beat is nasty.
That shit is going to play in every club.
Hey. What you just hear, what Joe Budden just said, a waitress came to him and she was just rapping the shit. Man, come on, man. He was like, I need some orange juice, and she just rapping that shit.
No, that's a real thing though. Like, if you ever, like, if you been in a mix, they be as much in tune as we do because they hustling too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you be looking like, oh, this what y'all want. Like, you learn a lot from paying attention to shit like what Joe said.
Bruh, fuck you the big so three, much. Nigga. It's just big
me.
Dog.
Mind you, that's simple.
Simple.
It's simple. It's inflection. It's beat dropout.
But it means a lot because J. Cole said something about the first person shooter.
Yeah.
If he wouldn't have said that, I don't think that when he said that, it would have had a more. I don't think it would have been a big impact.
I think if we similar to what they said on Joe Joint. I think if we leave it at big three,
mm-hmm.
and we don't go to me and you, Spider-Man looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Whoa, where I just go?
Yeah.
I think that's a thing. Yeah, like, hold the fuck up, man. We the three, but y'all the two.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the one.
Right.
Like, you leave me, you know what I mean?
You
check your own videos. You always be number two. Like, sometimes you just got to tell a nigga they position in the struggle. Yep. Which brings me to the last thing I want to ask you, man.
What up?
What's a quote that you buy into, live by, whatever, that you will lead the people with, man?
You only as good as your last verse.
I respect that.
And also, my favorite word is discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have discipline, especially being a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You only as good. I always tell myself that you only as good as your last verse. I believe Wayne said that, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
Nah, that's fire. I appreciate that. Tell the people how to keep up with you, bro.
You can follow me on Instagram at IILILMIKE. That's everything on all my socials. Follow me. You can listen to my music right now. My song, my recent song, my new song, Euphoria Sins, is out right now on Apple. All that type of shit. All everything is everywhere, man. Go ahead and check that out and like that for me.
Nah, man. Appreciate you, man.
I
dope conversation.
It,
hope you enjoyed yourself,
for
brother.
For sure. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And thank you to your support.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all been a vibe, man.
Yes,
but
sir.
We out of here, man. See y'all next week.
100.
Flash it only, please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Drink it, shot, drink it, shot, drink it, shot. Smoking pot, we smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. Tore up, rock. Drink it, shot, drink it, shot, drink it, shot. Smoking pot, we smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. Large amounts of cognac, few L's with it, finest cheaper in the air. I'm in hell in it. Light another to swing, tell DJ Trail hit it. Logo, logo, part of the show, as usual, bitches. They tore up, trying to get tore down. Unstable creatures is deep, no longer whores now. About to lay the law down. I ain't playing at all. Ladies, come to the bar, suckers, run to the car. Either I hit the deck, I ain't cutting the check. Smoking wood in your neck, no good is up next. Hope you enjoyed, I'm wrecked floor. Ready to pass out, the tour must go on. I got a mash out. Tore up, rock, drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Smoking pot, we smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. Tore up, rock, drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Smoking pot, we smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock.
Oh my God, Bobby.
Early at 2:30. This loud, you heard me. We outside, shoes dirty, outside, shoes dirty. Broad day, 2:30. Extended mop, what? Spin this block, spin that bitch, spin it top, top. Uber, pull, Uber 30, stop, hat, cross, tail, cross, give me top. What? Taking shots, drinking Henny,
taking shots, drinking Henny.
Kill me every time I'm Kenny.
Eat this dick, we eating Denny's.
Eat this dick, we eating Denny's. Big smoke, that's a chimney.
Tour up, rock, drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Smoking pot, we smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. Tore up, rock. Drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Drink it, shot. Smoking pot, we smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock. We smoking, drinking, we rock.